Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, kind of a special edition of Speak Your Mind, the podcast hosted by Patty Blylevin and Joe Rosenson. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it. 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on this show because I know it gets loaded. It's getting a little loaded right now, even a different, night. And that would be on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, and when God created women, the world was definitely complete. Patty, first of all, how are you? Second of all, you got your sidekick to the left in Joe. And third of all, got another great guest coming through this great show.
Well, hi, Mark. Thank you very much. Yeah, gosh, I've kind of missed not being on the show. We've been off the air for a couple of weeks here with fresh shows and a new guest. So it is. It's really, really exciting and nice to be back. Everything's going really great here. It's actually warming up in Arizona, so that's really kind of fun. Spring's coming along, and the snowbirds are flying away, so that's good. For traffic, it's been wonderful. I'm a very blessed person, so of course, to do the show with Joe Rosenson is just the tops. And thank you, Mark, for hosting our show. And we have a super wonderful guest to be on tonight, Wyatt Sykes, and he's with the Atlanta Gladiator hockey team that is in contention for the playoffs. So it's going to be really, really exciting. I love hockey. So having said that, I'm going to turn this over to Joe Rosenson. How are you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, Patty. It's great to be back. And as you said earlier, what a guest do we have on tonight? Wyatt Sykes, of course, from the Atlanta Gladiators. He is the inside sales executive. We're going to have a great talk with him tonight. If you love hockey, you're going to love listening to Wyatt's story tonight. So without further ado, Wyatt Sykes, welcome to Speak Your Mind podcast, and thanks so much for coming on this evening.
Oh, no, I really appreciate it, guys. I'm happy to be here and excited to talk with you. I had the pleasure of speaking with Joe when Jerry James had come on to the show earlier and kind of helped him out and went through some stats and everything there, and I'm more than happy to be here and talk with you guys.
That sounds great. You know, before we talk about Gladiators hockey, which is what everybody wants to hear about, Wyatt, let us know your story going to college and how you got to where you're at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm from a really small town that no one's ever heard of before called Copptown, Georgia. It's really close to Statesboro, Georgia, where Georgia Southern University stays. And, I went to school. I went to high school in Statesboro. I've been around town my whole life in South Georgia. It's pretty close down to Savannah down there. And, I had always wanted to go to Georgia Southern and ended up spending my 4 years there. And I did some radio as well. I commentated at Georgia Southern for their sports radio network and did some studio stuff there as well. And then after that, after I graduated, I did a stint with the Georgia Southern men's basketball team there. It was in the midst of COVID and everything, so it was a very tough year to navigate. And it was a whole lot of fun and really, really grew me as a professional in the industry. And after that, I kind of started looking around a little bit. I had been around home my entire life, and I was looking to kind of get out of the area and experience something anew. And I had always loved Atlanta. I've been a big, huge supporter of all the professional teams up here, and just was really, really excited for this opportunity when it had arisen, and came up here and was completely a fish out of water, learning the traffic and everything. And it was a task at first, but now I think I've got a handle in the city, and I absolutely love working for the Gladiators. It's been a dream come true since I had come up here.
So, Wyatt, tell our listeners, what does an inside sales executive such as yourself do with the Gladiators? Obviously, it has to do with tickets, but it's all about building relationships as well, and I know that firsthand with you. If you talk about somebody in an organization, ladies and gentlemen, that goes out, looks out after their ticket sales, people that are trying to buy tickets. You were so accommodating, and people think, well, you know, that's what they're supposed to do. Absolutely, but you went above and beyond, and Jerry James, the president of the Gladiators, I'm sure is so grateful to have you because you establish relationships, and that's what builds ticket sales for years to come.
You know, absolutely, and that's the biggest thing to me is starting to learn the fan themselves, and, you know, when you start to see them all the time, too, especially your full-season people you see, you know, every game, building those relationships is important. It goes a long ways, and, you know, it's not always about the game at the end of the time. It's about the, you know, the families and everything. You start to start to get invested in them as well and follow everything, and it's really important to build that personal connection where it's not – you're not just coming out to a hockey team. You're seeing people that you know and that you like, and you've built these relationships with, and that's super important. And I think that's super important for fan retention too, to have that little piece of the team. You know, I get texts from season ticket holders well after work hours, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. They're just always asking questions about the team or whatever it may be. And I love it. I think it's super interesting, and I love developing those relationships and creating some lifelong fans.
Great. And also, Wyatt, let our listeners know, you talk about the brand Atlanta Gladiators Hockey. A lot of people think they're going to a sporting event just to see sports, but that's changed over the last decade or so. People go to sporting events, yes, for sports and great hockey, to see Gladiator hockey games, but they also go there for family entertainment. I saw it firsthand, the game that I went to a few weeks ago. Your brand is professional hockey, but it's family entertainment, and that's always a winning situation for an organization like yours.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's been a blast. All the themes that we can do, all kinds of cool stuff. We got Star Wars night coming up here on Saturday. I know a lot of kids are really excited for that one. We do our Marvel stuff as well. So we always have some, you know, we got some themes that come around with the families and everything. And it's always a super fun time. Like you said, it's not always very hockey centric. Of course, if you're coming for that, absolutely, we've got it. But, you know, we also want to appeal to people that may be new to it. And this is a way to, you know, introduce them into hockey, maybe with a Marvel night. You know, we're wearing some really cool jerseys out there, or maybe the DC night, you got your Flash jerseys on, you know, just some cool things to get the kids involved too. They see it on TV, you know, and then they see it out on the ice. Maybe they get into hockey like that. And it's really cool. You know, we like to appeal to everyone. Absolutely. And I think we've done an excellent job of that this season.
Absolutely. And also giving back to the community, even though you lost last night, you really didn't, because talk about helping Mamas Inc. and what your organization does for charity. Tell us tell our listeners what it's all about. And it just goes to show there's always a bigger picture, Wyatt, in life. Yes, you go to a sporting event to get away from your daily life for a couple hours, but it's always about giving back to people that need it. And what a great feeling for your organization, Jerry James, to do what he does and have that last night. Talk about the game last night and helping Mamas Inc.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the game last night itself, besides the actual outcome of the game, everything was great. You know, the organization was fantastic work with. Everybody brought in all kinds of stuff, diapers galore, you name it. And it was great. And, you know, it's not the only thing we do. We do the blood drive. We had the Humane Society. It was a big deal. The Stick It to Cancer, all these community events. It's really, really exciting. And it was a really, really great turnout last night. One of our highest attended games in franchise history on a Wednesday. And, you know, you just can't beat that. Everyone coming out to support the cause and also support the Gladiators.
You know,
tell our
listeners. I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Patty.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, listening to what you're expressing there, Wyatt, it's so meaningful. And I think that it's so wonderful that the ball clubs, whatever professional sport, a lot of the professional players, they give back so much to the communities. And it's so important that you're telling that, because some people, they don't understand that, you know, some of the players or the teams, they think that they make all this money, but there's such a give back into the community. So, you know, I really tip my hat off to you. I tip my hat off to all the professional teams with all their generosity helping so many. So that's wonderful to hear about.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, we absolutely love every time that we've got one of these community events during a game and one of these theme nights. It's always a bunch of fun every time. You see people really start to show up with all kinds of stuff. I remember our teddy bear toss we did earlier this year. I mean, we had people bringing in bags and bags and bags of teddy bears to throw out onto the ice. I mean, it was unbelievable. So wonderful. The support we get when we do anything like this, it's super, super, super cool to see, and everyone is real into it. It's just a really fun time.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, because those are the good things. And, you know, the way that our crazy world is, Joe and I have talked about this so many times, you know, it's so neat that you can go to a game as, you know, right there with the Atlanta Gladiators, and you just get away from it all. You're around all the fun. It's family oriented, and it's just a wonderful place to be. What kind of a fan base? I've heard from Joe when he went to the game. He said he had a wonderful time. You guys do a great job with all that. How many people do you have for your stadium? How many people, you know, to I guess your, what's your fan base? Maybe that's a question I should be asking. Is your arena a large arena?
You know, the arena, and it's Gas South Arena. It, you know, for a long time they've held a bunch of concerts and everything there. I believe our maximum capacity is 9,200 people, and that we had that for the teddy bear toss when they came out. We sold out that night, and it was a whole lot of fun. And you know, it's been varying because, you know, we were off a little bit of last year with COVID and everything, so we had to build back up that base. And as we've gotten towards the end of the season here, we absolutely are starting to see it, starting to get over that number of 5,000 consistently at games. And it started to look really, really nice. We're really proud of what we've been doing, especially our sales team itself, with Trevor, Tori, Bailey, Anna, Nikki, Tommy, all those guys, all of them working together. It's been fantastic, and we've really been getting the job done. And it's been really cool to see the butts and seats, you know, after you put in the work for months and months and months. And it's really cool to see it start to really blossom here at the end of the season.
Tonight's special guest on Speak Your Mind podcast, Wyatt Sykes from the Atlanta Gladiators of the ECHL. If you have a question for Wyatt, 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. Two more home games left in the regular season, Wyatt, tomorrow night and then Saturday, both against the Jacksonville Icemen. And then, of course, like you said earlier, a couple of games next week to end the season to try to be the number one seed. You know, a lot of sports teams, sports leagues, Wyatt, think it's important to get the highest seeds. Tell us, in ECHL hockey, how important is home ice advantage? Is it more important now than ever, or what would it be for you and your opinion? Obviously, it's great to get more fans out, but how big is home ice in the ECHL playoffs?
Oh, it's absolutely huge, and that is absolutely our plan. I mean, we have secured a top two seed, so we should get home ice here at the end of the season. So we're really excited for that aspect, especially since the Gladiators, the last time we made the playoffs was 2018. So it's been a while. Fans have really been craving and really wanting to see it. So we're really excited for it, and it's definitely going to be definitely a huge advantage here, as the division's tough. The South Division, it's been a fight all year long, especially between us and the Florida Everblades. And it's going to come down to the wire here at the end, and I think the Gladiators absolutely can come out on top. Florida got us yesterday a little bit, but we've got some chance to get revenge down in their house next week, so we'll see what we can do there.
You know, Wyatt, you have a listener right now. His name is Gary from Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and he wants to know, what do you think of the hockey in Louisiana? It's crazy down there.
Well, you know, I am kind of unfamiliar with a little bit of the hockey in Louisiana. I'm still myself kind of new to everything and learning as I go on the fly. I learn new things every day at my work. I've got, you know, people all around me that really, really help me out. We all support each other. If someone doesn't know something, then they can help you there. And maybe someone doesn't know anything and something else. And then, you know, everyone comes together and really helps. That, you know, I may need to learn a little bit more about that on myself. Maybe I need to talk to Gary after the show here and see if he can enlighten me a little bit more.
Well, you also have another listener, Howard from San Juan Capistrano, and he said he loves his San Diego Goals. I remember Ron Duguay. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Do you know who that is, and do you know anything about the San Diego team? Maybe you do, Joe.
That was a long time ago, Patty. Ron Duguay, absolutely. That was back in the days when people used to remember the New York Islanders winning Stanley Cups and Stanley Cups. So, yeah, it's been a long time. But, you know, Wyatt, getting back to the Gladiators, tomorrow night's game, 7:30 p.m., Gas South Arena, and also, of course, Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Gas South Arena. Let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, purchase tickets, go to the website, and if they can't make the game, they can check you out on flowhockey.com. Get familiar with Gladiators hockey going into the playoff run.
Absolutely. And if anybody's ever wanting to come out, give me a call here at 770-497-5109. I'd be more than happy to help you out here at the Gladiators front office. You know, we've got some really exciting stuff here. Only two regular season games here left as the Gladiators do sit in second place in the South Division. So we're really excited what's to come here and looking to make a deep postseason run. It's very exciting time for the Gladiators right now, as the past few years have been really tough, you know, with COVID and everything. And it's been a tough go, and we're really excited to be where we're at right now and on the verge of getting into these playoffs here soon. So it's very, very exciting, and we'd love to have anybody out. If you're ever in the Atlanta area up here, please do give us a call. We'd be absolutely more than happy to have y'all out at the ice.
Wonderful. You know, Wyatt, I want to talk about Jerry James, the president of the Atlanta Gladiators. You know, when they talk about a business, no matter what business or what sport it is, they say it always starts at the top. And obviously, as so far as your president, leading by example and doing it and making a huge impact on ECHL hockey, especially the Atlanta Gladiators, talk about he was just featured in Empower Atlanta's magazine edition of Men in Power. What an honor for Mr. James. No surprise, he is a leader. He is a leader in the industry. He's looked up to in the industry. Tell us a little bit more about that and how you feel as a person working with him, knowing he was featured in an incredible magazine like that.
That's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. And Jerry is just a fantastic guy to work with here. He's been an excellent boss in every way that you can think of. You know, and me being brand new to this area, it's been great to mesh with that entire front office up there and really, you know, get me comfortable and really get me to my max potential in the industry. And I think that they've done a fantastic job by that, especially him. You know, I learn something from him and everyone in the office every day, like I mentioned earlier. It's always a collective effort, and he leads the charge and keeps us in line, makes sure everything's going well, and it's been perfect. I mean, I really couldn't be happier with the situation up with the Gladiators right now in the front office. It's just a wonderful culture we have in the office and a wonderful dynamic, and it's been a really special thing we've got going this year, and that's all credit to Jerry. I mean, he really has put us together and got us in the right direction, and now we're looking to make some noise and make a run to the Kelly Cup Finals. So he's done a fantastic job with putting together the right team as well, and everything's just coming to plan here, and it's looking really good. We're just really excited and interested to see what the future holds.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what it really is, Wyatt, too. You have a team on the ice, you know, the players that play hockey, but then your front office is your own team, and that's all part of it. If you have a really good team that is in the office, it's all a win-win for everybody. So that's wonderful to hear. And, of course, Jerry James is a wonderful man, too, to be at the helm of your team in the front office. And how wonderful for you to be the young man that you are, to be a part of that and learn from really good people.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree about the front. I mean, we have a very strong front office right now, and it has been an absolute blast to work with these people. Like I said, like my title may be in tickets and whatnot there. However, I mean, we wear a ton of different hats. We all help each other out, and however we can, however we see a fit. And that's what's really special about this front office dynamic is you know, we may be getting involved in another field, and it may help tremendously. And that's what's really special is having that opportunity to do that. I don't know if many other teams out there in the professional industry would do that. And you know, listen to someone else who may not even be in that field. And it has such a big-time effect. It's a big ripple effect throughout the entire office. And it's really great. It's just it's one of the best cultures I've ever worked in, and I absolutely love it. I love showing up to work every single day. I absolutely love all my coworkers. They're like brothers and sisters to me now at this point, and I would do anything for them, honestly. And I really have just appreciated the opportunity up there, and it's been just so fun working with all these people, and they've developed me into the professional that I am today. They really, really have taken me to that next step and set me on a great path in this industry, and I'm very excited for what me and the Gladiators have in store.
Well,
tonight's special guest on Speak Your Mind podcast, Wyatt Sykes, inside sales executive for the Atlantic Gladiators of the ECHL. If you have a question for Wyatt, 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. And why, like you said a few minutes ago, it's not just about ticket sales for you. Talk about the environment, being fan friendly, and one thing that everybody loves, affordability to go to a Gladiators hockey game. You don't have to mortgage your house to go to a Gladiators hockey game, and you can actually bring your family of four or five, be able to afford it, and be a fan for many, many years. And it's just absolutely incredible how you guys do business.
Absolutely, and you know, there's several ways that we can design packages for our fans too to accommodate their needs, however it may be. Like maybe someone can only come out on the weekends. We can design a weekender just for them and make sure they get all the amenities that come with that as well for being such a diehard fan. And there's not just that. There's group rates for everything too. You know, we really, really, really put an effort to make sure that none of our fans break the bank when they come out to games. And I think we've done a fantastic job of doing that. And, you know, we have specialty games, too, like the Helping Mama's Night. That was $5 tickets when people came out if they donated to the cause there. And, you know, it was really, really fantastic to see that. So you bring out a lot of new fans when you have nights like that, and then they end up loving it and they get locked back into it here. And it's just it's a blast. It's affordable for everyone. And we really love to see all the new families out and everything. And we've seen a huge plus of first season people coming out this year with families and friends and the whole nine yards. So it's been really cool to see that. And that's the biggest thing is it's very family friendly and affordable here. And we love that aspect of it and love meeting new people all the time. It's been a great year for us. And we're very excited.
That's wonderful, and because what you're doing is, you know, when there's all the families that come with all the little boys, or you know, or well, girls too probably are playing, you know, that's future hockey there. And hockey, it's one of my favorite sports. I love going to hockey games. I just think it was so much fun. My two younger boys, they played roller hockey in California because there's not a lot of ice out there in California, but they played the roller hockey, and it was just an absolute blast with the kids. And so I wonder, like, you know, with equipment and things like that, do you guys support your surrounding area, I should say, to help build the interest with the younger players? Do you have equipment that you give out, or old equipment where, you know, maybe some of the other families that can't quite afford the hockey equipment? Do you guys help with that? Do you have a fundraiser for that, or maybe even some of the players give some of their old equipment?
Oh, yeah, we are very, very involved in youth hockey in the area, and actually our captain, Derek Nesbitt, has been here forever. He is extremely involved and has helped really put it on the backbone here. When the Thrashers had left town, he was one of the people that really helped keep it, you know, relevant here in Atlanta, and that's doing extremely well now. So it's been the players getting involved, the front office getting involved, even fans getting involved. So, I mean, it really is special, and, you know, we'll have all kinds of stuff for the fans as well, and not just specifically, like, you know, donating equipment and everything. We'll have certain nights where we hand out pucks and everything, just anybody that comes. So, like, you know, just the little things go far for the kids, and that's the biggest thing is the experience for, you know, them either bang on the glass right there in front of a player. I know last night I saw even a referee and a player at one time playing rock, paper, scissors with one of the kids up on the glass and getting a puck when they won. So, I mean, it's really special. Think moments like that really, really can have a large impact on a kid and really make them a fan for life, or maybe get into the sport and start playing it. And players like Derek for us here, he's really, really he's really carried the torch on that. And it's been really special to see youth hockey and how it's been doing here in Atlanta. And he's a lot to thank for it and the entire organization.
Oh, that's wonderful, especially in the times that we're in right now, that people have that outlet. And I know we have already expressed that, but it's the truth. My goodness, you know, we're kind of in some crazy times. And then to be able to go out there and to also relate to all of your fans, because people need that right now, and it's a fun thing, and I think it builds character, and it builds the trust between, you know, the younger players, the older players. So, you know, God bless every single one of you. I just love it. I love to see all that interaction and helping. It's like the helping hand. You help one, you help the other.
Oh yeah, it's really a really interesting dynamic between the fans and the players and even the front office. Like, my biggest thing is I'm not going to be a robot. That's just not me. I'm going to give you my personality, and you know, and it's going to be me. It's the real me. So when I talk to, you know, fans on the phones when they call in, I'm just being me. It's not, you know, I'm not, you know, this corporate machine or anything like that. I truly do care about the product that we put out there on the ice and in the arena, and it's going to be the real me every time. So whenever I speak with the fans, you know, I absolutely love to learn more about them, and I love when they like to learn more about me, and I think it builds a special relationship and gets people more involved in the brand and more interested. And you know, when you got people interested in the front office just as they are some of the players sometimes, that's a really special dynamic for a lot of people. And it's been really, really cool to see this year, and it's definitely having a ripple effect throughout the city. There's no doubt.
That's
absolutely
wonderful. Go ahead, Joe.
Tonight's special guest on Speak Your Mind podcast, Wyatt Sykes, the inside sales executive for the Atlanta Gladiators of the ECHL. You know, Wyatt, we just talked about two regular season games left at home, and then next week the final two on the road. Talk to us about, and our listeners, how the playoffs work in the ECHL. Is it like the NHL? How does it work? And talk about some of the exciting rules with overtime, et cetera.
Yeah, so, you know, how it's going to work is there's a seven-game series throughout, and the top four teams from our division will make the playoffs here. So it'll be really interesting as soon as we get to it, because we don't know if we're going to be the one or the two seed here. We know we have locked at least the two seed, which is a good thing, which means home ice. So we'll get either the three or the four here to play us in the first round. We make it through that one, then we'll play the winner of the other side in our division to the next one, and it just branches on and on and on to the Kelly Cup finals there. And it is a seven-game series each time. It is very, very exciting, you know. No shootout, we'll do the overtime playoff rules, put the 20 minutes back up there, and let's roll. So it's going to be really, really fun, and I just can't wait. These next four games are extremely telling of how, you know, I think the team will fare here in the playoffs. As Florida Everblades are a really good team, and it's a battle between us two, I'd say, for the division right now. No discredit to Jacksonville, Greenville, Orlando, or any of them, but I really feel like it's a two-horse race right now, and we're really excited to have that battle out, and you know, we'll have it here at the end of the regular season on the road down there. But I really truly believe we'll probably end up meeting them in the playoffs as well, and that's going to be a very, very interesting series. That one will, you know, I'd say I think that one will go seven games. So I'm very excited, and it's just a matter of finishing strong and staying healthy. That's the biggest thing. You know, playoffs are grueling, and you want to stay as healthy as possible, and that's really the big key is staying cohesive, the chemistry, and staying healthy. And if we can do all three of those things, then I think this team could be in line for something really special here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that's real, and that's the key to it. Just exactly what you said. It's keeping staying healthy and all that team spirit, because that's what it's all about. You can have the greatest players, but if you don't have that connection and the camaraderie amongst all the players, you're not going to go too far. But if you have the camaraderie, you know, that carries you through some times when you really need it. So that's wonderful. It sounds like your team's doing really, really well. Oh, my gosh, you know, and what blessings that you've all had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's the biggest thing that you just touched on right there is the chemistry altogether. You know, on the national stage this past October and November, we saw it with the Atlanta Braves. That group really all came together in the MLB, and they made a run no one thought was possible. And I know Jock Peterson's famous quote there, he said, all you need is a little bit of love sometimes. So, you know, maybe the Gladiators, all they need is a little bit of love, and we can do something really cool here. But you're absolutely right. That chemistry is just – massively important, and these guys really, really like each other a lot. The chemistry is extremely strong in the locker room, so I want to make the run just like the Braves here did in town. You know, they're champions, but we want to be champions too. Got that chip on our shoulder now. You know, I want to have that parade as well. So we're looking to, you know, make a deep run here and then get fitted for some ring sizes, hopefully.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, Wyatt, we're almost out of time, but before we are, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, how they can be part of Gladiators Hockey, because that's what it is. You know, it's all about a family entertainment brand. And we know in pro sports now, it's really not about family entertainment. When you go to your games, even with the music, they play music to appeal to everyone. I live in California here, and when you go to games here, Laker games, Dodger games, they play one type of music. And people might think that, oh, well, what's music? Music gets people dancing in their seats, playing Neil Diamond like you do at your games, and other things like that, people dancing and rocking in their seats. Let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you for the last two regular season games tomorrow and Saturday, and, of course, most importantly, getting Gladiators playoff hockey tickets.
Absolutely, and if you're in the Atlanta area or any surrounding areas, absolutely, we'd love to have you. Give me a call at 770-497-5109. My name is Wyatt, of course. I'd be more than happy to help you here at the Gladiators front office. You know, we've got these two games left here tomorrow and Saturday, and then the playoffs will be following shortly after that, ready to wrap up the regular season and have some fun here in the postseason. It's going to be electric. The crowds are going to be absolutely insane, especially this Saturday, looking at one of our most attended crowds of the season. So come and join us if you're around the area. Give me a call again at 770-497-5109. I'd be more than happy to help you all out and get you back to the ice.
Wyatt Sykes from the Atlanta Gladiators, thanks so much for coming on Speak Your Mind podcast. And please tell Jerry James, Patty and I said he was an incredible guest when he was on a few weeks ago. Good luck to him as well in the ECHL playoffs. And we hope to talk to you both real, real soon. Have a great evening, Wyatt.
Absolutely. I'll let them know. And I really appreciate y'all for letting me have you on, let me be on the show here. Patty and Joe, I really do appreciate it again. It's been an absolute blast. And, yeah, I can't say enough. I'll be sending this one to a lot of people back home, and I know they'll be very, very proud. So I really appreciate it again.
Wonderful. Well, the best in the business, Wyatt Sykes, inside sales executive from the Atlanta Gladiators of the ECHL. You're listening to Speak Your Mind podcast with Patty Blylevin and Joe Rosenson. If you have a comment or question, 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. Somebody just knocked on my door and said, what's your trivia question? We haven't had one in a few weeks, Patty. So Patty and I want to know, when was the first drive-through restaurant created? If you know the name of the restaurant, that's a bonus. Give us the year. When was the first drive-through restaurant created in the United States? 347-205-9631. We want to thank Wyatt Sykes. Absolutely, Patty, a young, incredible man. And the way he talks, you can tell that he's been on the radio with his voice and how intelligent and articulate he is. These are the reasons why our youth that are graduating college coming to these franchises, the reason why they succeed, because they've got the youth, the energy, and the intelligence like people like Wyatt Sykes.
Oh, gosh, I fully agree with you, Joe. What a great little man that guy is. Wonderful voice, a lot of enthusiasm, knows his product. We just can't say enough about him. So good luck to them, absolutely. And of course, the thing that, you know, Jerry James, you know, have him on a few weeks ago, and another incredible man, and what a great leader. And then to have a team like this Wyatt around him, that's wonderful. It's just so nice to hear that right now, Joe. We've been hearing so many ugly things that are going on in our country and world. So it's so nice to hear something really refreshing and good with a lot of enthusiasm.
Absolutely. And we talked about giving back with Wyatt earlier, Patty. Next week, another incredible guest rolls into Speak Your Mind podcast, Matthew Mahoney, the Executive Vice President at Stephen Siller's Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If you don't know anything about that, They provide homes and other things for veterans that are disabled, lost arms, legs, etc. Also, servicemen in the United States and servicewomen. This is what we're about, America. We're about helping people that protect us. Let's not ever forget that. And if you're one of those people out there that hate America, we'll give you a one-way ticket anywhere in the world. But like I said, Patty, one way, Tunnel to Towers next week, the Executive Vice President, Matthew Mahoney, will be on the show letting our listeners know how they can make a difference in veterans and service people's lives in the United States.
Oh, Joe, I'm really looking forward to that show. And that isn't that the truth? It's so nice and so refreshing to – there are so many wonderful, wonderful good people. And unfortunately, it's the really bad, evil ones that seem to get more attention than the real good ones sometimes. So it's really wonderful to hear of this man's program. And we're going to get to have him on as a guest, so that's pretty exciting, Joe. One of the things I really I've missed not being on our show the last couple of weeks to be able to talk about the good things, and I think that you and I are trying to talk about the good things. There's the bad things, but there's so many good things that people can reach out to and be part of.
Absolutely. And, you know, as we get older, like you and I, Patty, and people say, well, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for the holidays? No, you know what, mm-hmm. Patty? We ask people, forget about another pair of shoes. Forget about another shirt. Forget about another dress pants. Tell your friends or family members, donate to Tunnels to Towers because you're helping somebody that protected your life. You may not know their face or their name, but you know mm-hmm. what? Behind the scenes, these people are protecting each and every American's life, and that's the least we can all do. And we're not saying donate $100,000. Donate $10 a week. Donate $20 a month. Whatever it is, Patty, it all adds up, and it all makes a difference.
Oh, it really does, Joe. You know, we can keep I can keep saying the same thing over and over because there's so many bad things, but there are so many wonderful good people that are helping each other. And it is the truth. It's one hand helping the other hand and pull each other through. It's like what Wyatt is going through with the Atlanta Gladiator hockey team. It is. It's the camaraderie. There are throughout the years since I've been watching sports and watching my children play and professional and everything else, you sit there and you see a team that maybe doesn't have the best players, but they've got the camaraderie and they pull each other through, and that's how they win. And I think that's part of our lives too right now, Joe. We need to keep pulling each other through and pulling up to the good part of life.
Absolutely. And as Wyatt said so eloquently, Patty, they work together as a team. Here's a young man, Patty, just out of college. And guess what? He gets it because we all have a job, and a lot of people of us don't like our job because there's no camaraderie, there's no team effort where you work. And look at this, a young kid in his 20s, Wyatt, coming up and explaining how the culture and the teamwork, and he wears different hats. And it's good to see because a lot of the youth nowadays, Patty, they graduate college. I got my degree. I only want to do this. Wyatt gets it. The more you can do, the more valuable you are.
Oh, I fully agree with you, Joe. I won't mention names, but somebody that I was close to, he has the attitude. He ended up getting a degree out with pharmacy. And I guess, you know, has a doctor title, his attitude towards that, I was just astounded by, because he wants to sit there and brag and say, you know, I'm better than you are. I'm smarter than you are. And I'm going to make all this money. And I was just, you just sit there and you listen to something like that. What a difference. What a difference with somebody that was really appreciative and can speak, you know, about, you know, who they're going to help rather than how much money they're going to make. So I don't know that some people are going to go that far if that's all they're interested in is just about making money.
Absolutely. You know, money only goes so far, Patty. And it's, you know, most people are going to work 40 or 50 years of their life. So, yes, of course, you would like to make as much as possible, but the right environment, not as much driving. Oh, by the way, Patty, gas in certain parts here in Southern California, $7 a gallon. What are the people doing that have to drive 25, 30, 40 miles each way to work, Patty? What are they not? What are they sacrificing? Are they sacrificing their food? Are they sacrificing other things in their life because they can't afford gas? It is so sad, but us as Americans, a lot of us just stand back and accept it. Don't accept it, America. You need to speak your mind, because if you don't, you won't be able to.
Oh gosh, Joe, I'm right there with you. I know somebody close to me, and I'll tell you what they do. They end up, I'm not kidding you, at $6 a gallon, because not everybody can afford a hybrid car or a Tesla with all the electric cars and everything like that. They can't afford those cars. So they have their older vehicles, and they spend, I'm not kidding you, $800 a month now just for gas. So, and they only make so much money. They where their jobs are and what they've been working at for maybe 20 years, their wages did not go up with the same percentage of what this inflation has gone. So do you think they can afford that? No, there's something else that's going to be sacrificed for them to be able to put gas into their car. Is that the stupidest thing you've ever heard in your life? This administration that we have in our White House right now, and of course we know Obama's all behind it, Clinton and Bush, they gave us what we have in our White House right now. It's absolutely out of hand. The inflation is unbelievable. And you sit there and, Joe, you watch these people suffer, and they are suffering. How do they get out of it, Joe? And now you're telling me it's going to go up to $7. How are they going to afford it, Joe?
They can't. And then it'll always be somebody else's fault. And that's what Patty and I are all about on Speak Your Mind. We're for you, America. We care about you. We try to communicate what's going on in America and let you make your own decision, of course, for yourself. But if you're not given the proper information, you know, Patty and I always talk about, if you watch some of these channels like CNBC, MSNBC, or CNN, I blame them just as much, Patty, because most of these politicians are liars. And you know what? They get away with it. But if it wasn't for the media pretending like everything they're saying is true, they wouldn't be able to, quote unquote, get over on people who have low information about what's going on in America.
That's absolutely the truth, Joe. It's a real crazy time. We have been lied to so much. There's propaganda trying to convince people. Well, I guess the term that I said this a long time ago is gaslighting. I mean, they're trying to tell you, well, no, the sky's really, really purple, when you know that it's blue. And that's what they're doing to us. No, everything is fine, when they know it's not fine. Biden is sitting there and he is saying that the gas prices is all being blamed on what's going on over there in Russia and Ukraine. That's not true. He dismantled our gas, our independent gas, the day that he took office. And now he has made such a mess out of it, all of them that are connected to him. He made a mess out of it. And people are hurting right now, Joe. They're hurting. They cannot afford it. There are people that are living in their cars, good people that are hard workers, but they cannot afford a home. They can't afford the rent. They can't afford any of that. So they have to live in their vehicles to get to and from work. And I'm not talking about the homeless people. I'm talking about people that are good people that are trying to make it in life. It's sad.
Absolutely. It is, Patty. You're listening to Speak Your Mind podcast, 347-205-9631. 347-205-9631. Be part of the show. If you want trivia, you got it. When was the first drive-through restaurant created? Give Patty and I the year. Once again, Speak Your Mind trivia. When was the first drive-through restaurant created? As we said earlier, to next week's special guest on Speak Your Mind podcast, Matthew Mahoney, the Executive Vice President at the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If you didn't know anything about it or you don't currently, listen in next week and you're going to be enlightened. You might cry a little bit, which is okay, even if you're a man out there. Men do cry. Let's stop with the macho-ness. and then you'll really realize how lucky you are in life. You know, Patty, we just talked about gas prices going up in California, everywhere in the U.S., but one thing that people don't really realize, and a term that people don't know about, shrinkflation. And an example of that, if you talk about Procter & Gamble, Gain detergent went from 165 ounces to 154, keeping the same price. Charmin went from 264 sheets to 244. And, of course, Pete's Coffee went from 12 ounces to 10.5. So if you're doing your grocery shopping, ladies and gentlemen, and you're lifting something up and you're saying, this seems a little bit lighter than it normally is, Patty, that's because it is.
Yeah, gosh, Joe, isn't that the way that it goes? It's the rip-off artist. It's crazy. Well, there's other stories too, Joe, but I better not say him because I don't want to get myself into some trouble. But Danny from Oceanside, California, he thinks that it's Bob's Big Boy or McDonald's is the answer to your trivia question. So we have somebody, a listener, and that was his answer to you, Joe. I want to say this. Yeah. Well, thank you, Danny, for
thank you, Danny.
In.
Appreciate it.
Yes. I want to say this. I was told by a very reliable source that there were 3,000 Ukrainians that were just let into our country coming through the California border there from Mexico, and they let them in. You know, Joe, you kind of wonder what's going to happen. I feel sorry for all those people over there. It makes you cry inside. But here's 3,000 more people coming into our country. Who's going to take care of them? Where are they going to get a job? Where are they going to live when we have Americans right here that are being hurt so badly just by these gas prices, Joe? And it doesn't have to be. That person in our White House could turn that in 2 seconds. They should have left President Trump in office because he had everything under control. And here come Obama, Clinton, Bush, and all those people, Biden, and they completely undid all the goodness that Trump had into place. Now look at the mess. Now you have 3,000 Ukrainians that were just allowed to come into our country. What do you think about that, Joe?
You know, I agree with you, Patty. We always, you know, we're the most giving country in the world, because when you step back and look at it, how many other countries have you heard on the so-called news that are helping the Ukrainians? Of course, Poland is, but how many other countries really are helping them out? And I'm sorry, of course, we feel bad losing lives, losing memories, losing their place that they live, not having anywhere to go. Of course, most human beings are kind. But the thing is that if you don't take care of the people, the homeless people, the people starving, and Patty, as you said earlier, the people that can't even afford to get gas to go to work, we're spending $15, $20 billion to give them support. When does charity not start at home? I thought that was the old saying. Apparently, Patty, it's changed.
Joe, you just hit the nail right on the head, because that's absolutely the truth. And, you know, that was one of the things that President Trump, that's what he was really for. And, of course, you know, you have the other side of the coin that condemned him for it. But he finally got tired of it, and he said, we need to make America first. We are not going to have a country left. And then who comes into our White House? And look at Obama. Now he's back there in the White House acting like he's Mr. Hot Stuff. Give me a break, Joe. I mean, the guy is a horrible person. He was out to destroy our country. Now he has Biden in there. And look what they're doing to the American people. Don't they care? Don't they care about the person that's worked really, really hard all their life? They've been, you know, very, very loyal to the jobs that they've had, but they can't afford it, Joe. So now they're allowing other people to come in here, but yet we're sending millions and billions of dollars to other countries to support them. Yes, Joe, why don't we take care of our own here first?
And there's plenty of people that need help, Patty, now more than ever. And people that need mental health. You know, if you really cared about the American citizens, you know, all these people dying from overdoses of fentanyl more than ever in U.S. history, why don't you as America kind of, why don't you, as a president and as a Congress, and say, you know what, I tell you what, we're going to give – you give free things away to people that aren't here legally. Give people free mental health care if they need somebody to talk to. At some point in life, Patty, everybody's going to need somebody to talk to. Not a problem with that. That's the way life works. But wait a minute. Oh, that's right. There's never enough money for you Americans, especially you Californians. Don't you pay enough taxes? Where does all your money go? And you know, Patty, Governor Gavin Newsom is now coming up with something new because of the gas prices in California. He's claiming he's going to give a $400 card per household with the two cars maximum, so obviously $800 for people that have one car is going to be $400, two cars is going to be $800 to kind of help with gas prices. Well, California has the highest gas tax in the United States. So, Patty, if they really wanted to help out and they can alleviate maybe 50 or 60 cents right off the bat like that, why don't they just do that? Why are they trying to give you a card, a credit card with $400 on it, which you can probably use, like you said earlier, maybe in 2 to 3 weeks? Why don't they get rid of the gas tax? What's really behind it?
Yeah, I know it, Joe. Gosh, I was just out there, and I was talking to this one lady, and where I stayed, she was the receptionist, and she was telling me she had just put $50 into her vehicle, and it only filled it halfway. Her husband has a truck, and he spent $100 just for a half of a tank, and that was just to get them to back and forth into work, and only for a few days. It's crazy, Joe. How are people doing it? And to think that this person that is occupying our White House did it. And they sit there and they laugh and they don't care. They have their parties. You've got Obama that thinks he's Mr. Hot Stuff. Oh, look at how wonderful I am. Well, why don't they take care of the American people, the real American people, the average, the middle-class American person? They can't make it, Joe. And there goes your food prices. They're going to end up where they can't even afford to have a roof over their head. It's crazy, Joe. It's crazy.
It is. And all these Donald Trump haters, oh, he doesn't talk to people. Well, what about all the blurbs from Joe Biden cursing people out? Oh, that's right. We're not going to talk about what you do. We're going to talk about – he loved and loves this country. Who do you want running your country? Somebody who loves your country or somebody who doesn't? That's what you need to make a decision, America. What do you want? Do you want gas prices to go higher? Well, guess what? They probably will. Oh, what? You know what now, Patty? After you go bankrupt from not affording gas here in the United States, then they're going to make you buy a $60,000 electric car, which most people cannot afford. And if you're married and you need a two-car income, two-car household, we're talking $120,000. So let me see. Should I get a car, Patty, or should I buy a house or rent an apartment, or maybe not even afford that? It's only going to get uglier, Patty.
Oh, I know. Are they going to be falling out of the sky, Joe? I mean, they want to, you know, they are choking the life out of people with these gas prices. And everybody is hurting from it. They're just hurting from it. I'm blessed, Joe, that I'm where I'm at in this time in my life. But there are I have my children, you have your grandchildren, you have people around you, your friends. And you sit there and you go, are you kidding me? A stranger that's trying so hard to make it, and they can't make it, Joe. And to think that we have somebody in our White House that did this to all of our American people, are you kidding me, Joe? What the heck is really going on? And they want to sit there and act like, oh, well, it's the new Green Deal. Well, people just have to, you know, just learn to change. How do you change, Joe? Just like you said, those cars, what do they expect? People are just going to go out and buy an electric car, and then there goes your electricity that's going to go up the gazoo because you can't afford it because the grids will, you know, get overextended or something. I don't know, Joe. What happened to our country? What happened?
Well, I think we both know, and I think America hopefully is starting to wake up. If you have a question or comment, a few minutes left in the show, 347-205-9631, 347-205-9631. Special guest on next week's show, Matthew Mahoney, the Executive Vice President at Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. We'll talk with him next Wednesday back at our normal time, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you love trivia, how about this one? When was the first drive-through restaurant created? If you want to chime in, 347-205-9631. We already had Danny from Oceanside chime in. Danny, thank you for being a listener. We love you here at Speak Your Mind. Let's get some more people contributing to the answer to trivia, Patty.
Yes, great question, Joe. It's amazing. Yeah, I don't know, Joe. And you talk about the homeless people. You talk about all this fentanyl. And then you hear the real stories about it and what they're doing. And this is pretty bad. To support their habit, what they do is they go in to stores and they steal things. And then they bring it back out. They give it or sell it off to whoever, one of their drug dealers or whatever it is. And then they get a little bit of money. And then a lot of those items are being sold on the Internet. So a lot of people, I wonder if they're aware that some of the things that they're buying are actually stolen goods, but it's to feed somebody else's drug habit. Is that crazy or what, Joe?
It is crazy. And all the violence here in the United States, Patty, at a local mall here in Southern California, the Westfield Mall here in the Valley, two young boys, ages 15 and 16, were beaten up and robbed in the bathroom during the day on a Sunday at the mall. If your parents, you're out there listening, please make sure your kids are safe. You know, you can never be too safe now, Patty. Make sure your kids know your surroundings. If you're doing things, if you're going to the restroom, going with a friend, whether you're a boy or a girl, because more and more we're seeing more bad people coming out, Patty, and it's because there's no penalty. So when you're young, if your parents don't penalize you for doing the wrong thing, when you get older, you're going to be doing a lot of the wrong thing. And now that crime is okay in America, people do whatever the heck they want, and it never ends up very well, Patty. It never ends well.
No, it doesn't, Joe. It's just real pathetic, and it's very sad. And again, Joe, we know President Trump was really closing off those borders. He was trying to keep the drugs out. He was working really hard. He had so much in place for the American people. And here comes Joe Biden along with Obama, Clinton, and Bush. And what did they do? They destroyed all the goodness, Joe. They just destroyed it.
Well, all I can say, Patty, is Ron DeSantis. If you don't know that name, America, look him up.
Yep.
If he's the next president of the United States, things will get back on track real quick. Ron DeSantis, a guy who loves the state of Florida, loves America. Oh, that's right, Patty. You can't say I love America anymore. Remember that, Patty? You're not allowed to love your country. Well, if you don't love America, ladies and gentlemen, then just leave.
That's absolutely right, Joe. I fully agree with you. And like you said, give him a one-way ticket. Well, you know what, Joe? I'd like to see the rocket ship go up to Mars and dump him off up there. I'm telling you, we have some really bad people right now that are in the leadership of our country that are making major, crucial decisions that are affecting the very, very minute details of your life. And they're destroying people's lives. And it's just so bad and so wrong. So, you know what, Joe? I just love our show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to say thank you to all of our listeners that tuned in. We ended up with 356 listeners tonight. Thank you so much for tuning into our show. We love you all. God bless you all. I wish everybody well in their life. And so having said that, I'm going to say good night on my side, Joe, and I'm going to turn this over to you, and you can finish out with your trivia question and answer.
Sounds great, Patty. I want to thank Wyatt Sykes from the Atlanta Gladiators ECHL Inside Sales Executive Extraordinaire for coming on the show tonight. All you sports pro teams out there that are looking for a rising star superstar, you heard him tonight on Speak Your Mind podcast. Let's give you the answer to the trivia question. First, the question, when was the first drive-through restaurant created? It was created in 1947 by Sheldon Red Cheney, the operator of Red's Giant Hamburg in Springfield, Missouri. I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to the show. Also, Danny for chiming in with his answer. Great job, Danny. And I want to remind our listeners, next week, a special incredible show. We're going to call it, Patty, our Giving Back Show. We'll have Matthew Mahoney on, the Executive Vice President at Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation. It's a show you will not want to miss. It was great being back with you. I'm Joe Rosenson. And remember one thing, ladies and gentlemen, two-thirds of the earth is covered by water and the other third by Speak Your Mind podcast. On behalf of Mark Mancini, Patty Blylevin, I'm Joe Rosenson. God bless you, your family, and always the United States of America. Good night, America.
Good night, Joe.
Good night.